It's just after 3. Another hour of Murph and Andy on 1460 KXNO, Des Moines Sports Station.
Hour number 2 of the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. Time to give away the $1,000 Christmas bonus. Text the keyword WIN to 200-200 right now for your chance to win. Standard message and data rates apply. Keith Murphy, Andy Fales, Andrew Downs, and we are at hour number 2 of sports and more until 4. Michael Admeyer over at Channel 13 has picked 7-point underdog Iowa State to upset TCU.
I'm picking the Cyclones to upset TCU 27-24. Dilly dilly.
We got a kick out of that story this morning. I like that. That was funny. That's good stuff. Michael's on a hot streak.
The dilly dilly is taking over the Cyclone world, especially after George Niang and Nazmi Trulong and others have jumped on. You probably remember the first time you saw that Bud Light commercial. You thought that's going to catch on.
I thought it was going to catch on. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great. I thought the guy's line was, this is this barley wine mead that I've really been into lately. I thought that was a funny line. But the dilly dilly, I was like, but it's just such a funny, catchy little phrase, right?
Yeah.
And where does that? That must have come from somewhere.
Because to me, dilly is Dairy Queen. I mean, that's
yeah, the dilly bar. Yeah, the dilly bar.
And do not look up. I think somebody tweeted this too.
What, Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
yeah. You just don't ever really.
But there's something for everything.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Right.
Right. Really, every word too.
Yeah.
And cyclone. Have you ever looked that up in the Urban Dictionary?
Oh,
or a Hawkeye? Hawkeye, it's a little different than a brown eye.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you just make stuff up and it'll show up there on the Urban Dictionary.
You have to be.
You know what a bulldog is in the Urban Dictionary?
Have you had a hot fudge sundae?
Yeah. What was your college team name, Murph? The Blazers? You know what a blazer is?
Banana split? You said you're having a banana split?
What was your high school team, Andy? The Pioneers? You know what giving somebody a pioneer means?
What do you mean you're having a blue plate special for lunch?
A blue plate? You know what a blue plate special is?
Where are you going?
Has anybody ever given you a blue plate special? Well, yeah, I had dinner with my parents in Florida a couple of months ago. No. I'm talking about the Urban Dictionary. I mean, really, you can take any word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
David Letterman had a top 10 list one time of 10 things that sound dirty but aren't.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like shaking hands with Abraham Lincoln was one of them.
Abraham Lincoln, another
yeah, I know that one. Thanks to the Urban Dictionary.
The Abe Lincoln, as it's called.
All right, anyway, the dilly-dilly, is that in there?
Dilly-dilly.
I'm sure it is.
It is.
Is it to dilly-dilly somebody, or is it to just dilly somebody, or get dillied,
a dilly? Yeah, but it's yes, to be.
Yes, to all of those.
Yes, there's more than one example. But that's not what Bud Light's talking about. It's just like a, here, dilly-dilly.
Yeah, right.
That's kind of what it is.
It's just a funny term.
Dilly dilly.
So, and obviously the commercial is Anheuser-Busch and whoever does their commercials or did this commercial. This is all aimed at the Game of Thrones attention and phenomenon. They acknowledge that and taking a shot at wine in the context of this commercial. Most Cyclone fans are loving this. Now, who do you think might think it's stupid?
Hawkeye fans.
Oh,
this is not your first show.
Thought for a second in there was some Cyclone fan. Hawkeye fans don't like it. Okay.
There is.
Let's hear some comments.
I have heard from a couple of Cyclone fans who want this to be over that they think it's stupid. But
dilly
most
dilly?
Cyclone fans are, hashtag.
Not the run of dilly success. Dilly
no,
dilly.
Okay, no, dilly right, dilly. Yeah. Dilly dilly. So that leads us to a WCI Pools and Spas quickie poll. On the Murph and Andy Show platforms.
Cyclones have gone full dilly-dilly. What do you think of?
Dilly-dilly.
Dilly-dilly. It's awesome. It's fun for now. It'll fade fast or more like silly-silly. Right?
Right? Am I right? It will fade fast. It will fade fast.
It's fun for now, though.
But I think it's awesome for now. I think people are having fun with it, and it's going to wear out like, what's up? You know, that's
like the one reason I don't like it, because it's like, I guess, where it originated. If it was some, like, if it was in like a song or something, if it was some other bit of culture, I guess I would think it was fun for now. It'll fade fast. I think it's a little silly just because it's part of a Bud Light commercial.
Well, it is. There's no denying
dilly
that.
Dilly dilly.
Admire does well, though. If we can get Admire to do more Game of Thrones type predictions, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, what I want to know. I'm gonna put him on the rack of truth and find out. And that's probably also an Urban Dictionary team.
Oh, yeah.
Don't look up rack of truth. Whatever you do, I'm gonna put Michael on the rack of truth and see,
rack him
in his heart. Does he think Iowa State's going to win, or does he know to do this dilly-dilly story?
You got to pick him to win.
You can't end with a prediction of, and TCU beats Iowa State, dilly-dilly! No. You can't do that. I did like the score being in Roman numerals.
And the text, the old English type.
Yes, dilly.
Get to use that feature there.
Throw me off, though, like, who's he have picking to win? Who's he picking? What's the score?
Yeah, what is that? I can't read these Roman numerals. It's interesting that still stuck around all these years with the Super Bowl. All right, that's the quickie poll, one of them. Let's get to Trending Iowa.
Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales, home of Central Iowa's largest commercial selection. Visit them today at The Rock.
Trending Iowa. Iowa State's 2018 football schedule is out. The Cyclones open the season at home against South Dakota State before playing at Iowa. They'll open conference play at home against Oklahoma before wrapping up the non-conference schedule against Akron. You can see the entire schedule at KXNO.com.
You think that home game to start the conference season against Oklahoma will get any attention?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
going to be hard to recapture.
That's a big start. A big start. And that is, the schedule's definitely front-loaded in the Big 12, but Iowa State ends with, I think, two home games on the 2018 schedule, because this year it's...
If they're a good team, that's a good home field advantage.
Yeah.
Northernmost Big 12 team there.
Yeah, well,
finishing outside at home
could be an advantage this weekend. The weather is
You want it to be a little cold this weekend, I think.
What's Jerry Ann saying the latest there?
What, 40 snow?
No snow. Dry in the upper 40s. Of course, it's Ames though, so
subtract 15.
If you are on the Iowa State campus in Ames, you subtract 5 degrees.
And, I think it's more.
And 5 degrees temperature, and then probably another 10 on top of that, and feels like.
Trending Iowa. SB Nation calculated the odds for the Big 12 championship game matchups. Iowa State TCU is the third most likely at 10% probability.
So 1 in 10.
Yeah, 1 in 10. They said, I think the way they put it was, roll two dice. If you get 10, 11, or 12, that's like a 17% chance, and that's about where they have Iowa State's chances of playing somebody in the Big 12 championship game.
It is, it's fun to be into a season like this where it seems like every week everybody's saying, okay, let's see what happens in this next game, and then we'll know a whole lot more. We said that exact same thing last week, right? I mean, let's see what happens at Texas Tech, and then we'll know a whole lot more. And then here we are, and we really only know a little more, you know. But we're saying, let's wait till TCU, and then we'll know a lot more.
I feel like
really will know a lot more after that.
I do feel like we do know that what we learned is Iowa State is a good football team.
Did learn that.
What we don't know yet is
how
good. Yeah,
how far they can go.
On a level of more than once with a top five team. It is remarkable when you think about Iowa State this season can double its all-time win total going into the season of wins over top five teams. I mean, going into the season, they'd beaten one top five team in the history of Iowa State football. They've already done that. So they beat TCU, and they've doubled the total in one season.
Wow. That is amazing. I mean, there is no shortage of crazy, well, they're kind of sad, but I mean, eye-popping stats that are being thrown around this year. Just about their record versus ranked teams, their record at home versus ranked teams, their record on the road versus ranked teams, top 10 teams, top 5 teams. I mean, you pull each one of those out and you're like, and everybody's like, wow again.
Kyle Kemp didn't start the first four games, didn't play the first four games, and has a legitimate shot at the single season touchdown passing record.
Again, not quite sure how to react to that, but it's, look, it's a good season, right? Yeah.
It's a good season, and it People points out there fun. Have been many bad ones.
Yes, it does.
Finally, trending now, USA Today says that Matt Campbell's contract is the best value in college football and that Kirk Ferentz's is the worst.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cyclone fans don't want to hear that, right?
Well, Hawkeye fans don't want to hear it either. This was like a 1-2 punch, depending how you look at it.
Yeah, because it sounds like, oh man, there are more alarm bells. There are more attention brought to what a value he is. You know, I mean, but that's what happens when you're a program like Iowa State and you hire an up and coming coach,
mm-hmm.
and he does well. It's going to look like you're getting a lot of wins for your dollar. You're still making a lot of money though.
Yeah, he's around $2 million.
Yeah, $2 million.
And the buyout's more than $9 million, which ends up being potentially significant. You have to be a deep pockets, big brand program to even open a conversation if it comes to
gotta
that.
Got to be level. Really convinced, too, if you're one of those programs.
Yeah, you do, from a small sample size so far. But the timing on this was so coincidental of this being released because USA Today, the catalyst for these rankings is releasing its coaching salaries database, which it does every year. Well, it just so happens they released that at the same time that Iowa State has won these three games in a row, including a win at Oklahoma, and Iowa is coming off a loss at Northwestern where they didn't look very good, and then also lost at Michigan State. They've lost, what, 3 out of 4, the Hawkeyes have. So the timing of it, as they go to do their rankings of best value to the school and least value to the school, the coincidence of having the number one on each of those lists from the state of Iowa is slim. The odds of that mm-hmm. happening are slim, but that is the way it worked out. And that is one of those things that I put out there without comment because it kind of speaks for itself mm-hmm. in that they're saying Iowa State right now, man, you're getting a lot out of $2 million a year relative to the marketplace. And if you bother to read the whole thing, and most people don't these days on social media, they just see the headline or the summary of what the story says. If you read into Kirk Ferentz, they're not saying he's not a good coach, he hasn't been a successful coach. I mean, he's had 5 top 10 finishes at Iowa, led them to 2 Orange Bowls, a Rose Bowl, 2 Big Ten championships, has been the Big Ten coach of the year 3 or 4 times. So all of that is acknowledged. The problem in ranking Ferentz as having the least value, or the reason that USA Today ranked him as having the least value, is the contract that Gary Barta and Iowa put in front of Ferentz, which of course isn't Ferentz's fault in any way.
Part of the reason is he's been here so long.
Yeah, it's a nightmare buyout if you ever would have to make a change, which no one anticipates Iowa will. But it's a really steep buyout. It really favors the coach, not the school. So that's the reason. And people's first interpretation, and in some cases a defensive one, is you know, well, Iowa's so much better than men. Look at all Kirk Ferentz has done. They're just saying that the contract value to the school, should they have to get out of it, is really one-sided and bad.
We done trending here?
Let's do it.
That's it for Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales.
Yeah, that's great. I want to play a game.
Let's do it.
I got a game here.
Okay? Let's play.
This game, I want you. Andrew is on the phone. All right, so you're going to have to play it here, Murph.
All right, I'll play.
Here we go.
What do I do?
Let's play. Andrew, you off the phone?
Yeah.
Want to play?
Yeah,
let's
sure. Why not? Game.
All right. Let's play.
What do we win?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
The admiration of the listening audience. Let's play. Who is a national power in college football?
Okay. Now I give you the, what are give me some parameters.
No. In your mind, as they pop into your mind.
Okay.
And let's set it to this century. Okay. Let's say in your mind, who's a national power?
Okay.
In college football.
So this
is somewhat recent. We're not talking about, you know, the 80s and stuff.
So we're not saying these are the top 10 teams right now.
Not right now. Not right now. In your mind, if you think national power.
Kind of knee jerk, when you say the name, does it?
Yeah.
Do you say
if I say national power and then bring up these schools, do you think national power or not?
Like okay. if I say
not top five. I mean, I'm going to bring up more than five schools.
Right. Okay? In basketball, if I say Kansas,
I say yes. Yeah. National power.
And you might say yes to UCLA, even though maybe year in year out they're no longer a relevant power, but that's still a great basketball school.
When their name is presented to okay. you, do you think national power? Okay, all right. Ready? All right.
I need to understand.
The University of Miami.
Yes, I still do.
Okay. Andrew?
No.
Okay, all right. Louisville?
No.
No.
Auburn?
No.
Yes.
A national power.
I would say yes.
Got a recent national championship, but...
No, it's a yes no for no. me.
Okay. Yeah, and it seems to battle with Alabama every. I think that's part of it.
In Miami, I'm going right to those great national. Yeah, championship
to me, it's like
teams.
When I was a kid, they were, but they haven't been in 20 years.
Got it.
Okay, Virginia Tech.
No.
No.
Texas.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Florida.
Yes.
Wisconsin.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Andrew.
Absolutely not. What has Wisconsin won? When is the last time they won
and lots
Big
of Rose
Ten
Bowls.
Championship?
Lots of Rose Bowls.
Okay.
So yes then or
no? Absolutely. No. Are you kidding? They could win 10 straight national championships.
Why do I even ask? Penn State.
Yes.
No.
All right. Florida State.
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Georgia.
No.
No. Close.
Oregon.
Yes.
Yes.
Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do all of those schools have in common?
What do all of those schools have in common? They've all won national. No, they haven't all won national.
Okay,
no.
I'm going to have to cut to the chase. You'll never get it. They all have a lower winning percentage this century than TCU. All of them.
Wow.
Including them. Alabama.
Including Alabama. Alabama is right behind TCU on that list, though.
That's a fantastic
TCU
stat.
Is 166-55.
So they are, TCU is a national
well,
power. They are.
It's perception.
Yeah.
It's perception. They were in
the Mountain West until 8 years ago.
In my mind, they're not.
In my mind, they're not either.
But mathematically, and you look at the number of 10-win seasons that they have racked up, and granted, in the middle of all this, they had a 4-8 season.
Gary Patterson is a great coach.
He is. They've had a perfect season. They've had a bunch of several 12-win seasons, 11-win seasons. I mean, they have racked up wins. And yes, you're right. They're relative newcomers to the Big 12, but still that's a pretty good run inside the Big 12. They have been, this century, they have been great.
But to the point of national power perception,
yes,
the fact that TCU is not perceived that way played a big part in them not being chosen for the college football playoff, despite having really solid credentials.
No doubt about it. They are there. It seems like they're a smaller school, relatively new to the Power Five, overshadowed by other schools in Texas, probably overshadowed sort of by that giant metropolitan area they're in.
Let me give you an example of that. Last night, I went into our video server, checked with our Dallas affiliate to get some TCU video from their newscast, and they had no TCU video in the past 3 weeks.
Wow.
Right, and yeah, but that's not Mountain West days you're talking. You're talking about this season.
Yeah, I'm talking about this
season.
When
they're top five
teams. Yeah, top five teams.
It's all Cowboys. You know, it's Texans, Cowboys, TCU just doesn't register.
So that that brings us to another quickie poll.
It does. KXNO.com, Murph and Andy show page, also across the Murph and Andy platforms. Do you consider TCU a national power in college football? Yes or no? And I think the reason I say no, I have to go back and say yes and no to that whole list again, but it feels like you have to compete for national championships.
Yeah,
to
no
be
doubt.
There.
And I'm
it's
not
kind of the chicken and the egg, Murph. Yeah. Like you said, the perception helps you compete for those, especially now with the playoff. Mm-hmm. But if you're not there, and I think every team I said yes to has at least somewhat recently been in that conversation.
And I am not saying that I think of them as a national power, but I was looking at these numbers today as mm-hmm. I was kind of thinking maybe about this question. And it is crazy. I mean, they have been uber successful.
Let's go to the phones. Andy, I'm sorry, John, you have a comment for Andy?
Yeah, I think Andy's lost his mind.
Over what?
Over TCU's
you have to be specific.
Winning percentage does not put them in national power standpoint, because as was pointed out, they were in the Mountain West until just a few years ago. They're in the Big 12, which a lot of people around college football will tell you, yeah, it's Power 5, but it's 5 out of the Power 5.
Well,
and there are teams in it that are walkover teams, and the reason TCU has not been in the national championship conversation that Andrew wants them to be in, there have been times they were undefeated and they couldn't get into that
conversation.
The schedule was terrible.
John, all right, I'm just putting the numbers out there and just posing it as a question. I don't think of them as a national power. Just wondering if I've got that wrong. If I'm wrong in doing that.
And the winning percentage, it's factual. It's not.
It's math there. I mean, the numbers are there, and it is. It was surprising to me. I'm putting that out there and wondering aloud, for conversation's sake, do we have it all wrong? Are we overlooking TCU? Or are we not giving them the credit that they're due?
Let me ask you a question.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Is it better if I call in and say, you know what, I've got kind of a bone to pick with Andy's thought, or if I call and say Andy's lost his mind? What's better on the radio?
Oh, definitely.
Lost his mind.
And you're right.
I'm always trying to help you guys out.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Okay, John. Yeah. I don't, my words will get misconstrued and it'll end up starting a fire on a message board, but.
That'll be new.
It is, right. It's funny how we get these perceptions in our head, and facts be damned. You know, it's like people that think that Nebraska is a national power. I mean, there are Nebraska fans that think honestly that the rest of the country sees them as a national power. They're nowhere near this list.
No.
Nowhere near this list.
But it depends. If you turn the conversation to national football brands, I think they still are.
Brand, sure. But, you know, brand is skin deep.
Nebraska's
the
team
brand
on
is its shirt.
Right now, Nebraska's the team on your schedule. You're glad is there because you feel like that's a sure win.
I think the national power, though, has some substance, right? I mean, a power. This is a team that's in there with the best records in college football year in and year out. And TCU is that. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Jamie on Twitter asks, has anybody noticed Iowa is the only Big Ten team to have a victory over a team currently ranked in the AP poll? Can that be true?
That can't be true.
Over Iowa State? The only team that's what?
Beaten a team currently ranked in the top 25. Ohio State lost to Oklahoma. Michigan State beat Michigan. Michigan's no longer ranked.
Is Oklahoma out of the poll?
No, they beat.
And Ohio State's in the poll.
Yep, Ohio State lost to Oklahoma. We're saying
only Big Ten team. Big Ten. I thought you said the only team.
Is that possible?
I don't know. We're gonna have to put that out to some stat.
Yeah, Iowa is the only Big Ten team.
Penn State and Wisconsin haven't played
to have a victory over a team currently ranked in the AP poll.
Ohio State.
Wisconsin has played a easy schedule. Well,
yeah, Wisconsin hasn't played Ohio State or Penn State yet, and they haven't played Wisconsin.
Jamie, if that's correct, that is a good stat. That's a potentially good stat. Ryan has a thought on Kirk Ferentz's contract. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, you guys have mentioned with the USA Today poll, and I kind of got a two-part question for it. Kind of goes all in one. First, do you think Ferentz has done a fairly good job with taking average to above-average players, making them NFL caliber players?
Yes,
no doubt about
converted?
It.
Converted.
I do.
No doubt.
And B, do you think the reason he doesn't get a lot of blue chip players deals with the whole marketability, and going to a bigger name school allows these blue chip players to go to the NFL faster and get higher drafts, so on and so forth?
I don't quite understand the second part of that question.
The marketability of like a Michigan or a Florida versus Iowa. Maybe these higher-end blue-chip players go to those schools versus Iowa, and he gets the average to above-average players.
Yeah, thank you for the question, Ryan. I do think that these programs, these brand programs, it's easier to recruit there, and that's why I do think that what Kirk Ferentz has done at Iowa, Andy, you know this about me. I think it's underrated, because with the exception of two seasons ago, it is Iowa has settled in more to the middle of the pack. But his overall 19-year run I think he's done very well at Iowa, and I think it's taken for granted a little bit by some fans and some media because it comes on the heels of the success that Hayden Fry had, and I think that fans and media have forgotten that Iowa can be Illinois. Iowa can be Purdue. Iowa can be Indiana. It can fall right back down there when you're in the state of Iowa and you have another Power 5 team right there in your 3 million population base of a state in the cold Midwest. So I think more than anything, it's just he's been there a long time, and sometimes people get a little bored and they get restless.
I think in this day and age, your ability to recruit high-end quarterbacks and receivers says a lot about your program. I think it people notice that about your program. It's high on the you're judged very much as a program on how you recruit those two positions. Those are the positions in the NFL. This is the direction of football right now, the passing game, and those are very fine, highly sought after athletes. And I don't think Iowa is a real appealing school to those athletes. They just don't throw the ball like that. I mean, can you imagine being a five-star recruit receiver and going to Iowa or even considering Iowa?
Not right now. And Brian Ferentz
quarterback. Maybe he does. But
looked that way against Iowa State, but hasn't looked that way the past few weeks. That's why I like Iowa State's out of box thinking on recruiting a quarterback. I say you go for the fifth year senior walk on engineering student.
Go comb the JUCOs for guys that haven't played in 4 years.
Yeah, get the backups from JUCO, offer them a walk on, bring them on, let them start a winning streak. Jim, we're up against it here, but you've been waiting. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I just want to know if Jimmy Pollard going to call in and complain about USA Today ranking his coach as one of the best values in college, because, you know, it's disrespectful to the university to say he's good. And so I enjoy Jamie when he calls in and whines about the media and does that guy not know that the only publicity is no publicity? I don't get it. He calls and complains about everything.
Well, he wasn't complaining that anybody perceived Matt Campbell as good. He was complaining that the perception is that if a coach is good and has potential, that means he's leaving Iowa State soon. And
why isn't he calling complaining about this this survey? You know, that's disrespectful to Iowa State to say he's the best. You know that.
I think he's
only been there 2 years.
He's the one that had him sign the contract. This makes him and Iowa State look good. They're getting the best value of any school in the country, according to USA Today. Why would he complain about that?
Where was Jamie complaining about when a few weeks ago when Nebraska was looking for an athletic director and that his name popped up? Why didn't he call in and say that's disrespectful to throw my name in the hopper there? Because they were saying that he was in the running. Well, I don't remember him calling in saying, oh, boy, that's disrespectful.
Jim, let me tell you this. In all due respect and fairness to Jamie Pollard, I asked him to come on the show to talk about that, and he said, and I could bring up the text message here and quote him directly. I won't. It'll take too much time. Paraphrasing here, he said that he appreciated the offer. He's going to decline because he doesn't like it when they have a job opening and he hears other people comment on that. And so he wasn't going to do the same thing to Nebraska.
And by offer and decline, he means to come on the show, not that he was offered the job.
Right. Well, but it's the same situation where that his name was thrown out there. He was in the running and he didn't come on and deny any of that, which he probably should have immediately.
He said he wasn't going to comment on it, and he took the high road, I thought, there.
Jim, are you a big Cyclone fan?
I am.
You are?
Can you tell?
No.
Hey, I would like a regular segment, Jamie calling in and whining. If we could do that like every Wednesday.
Jim, who's your favorite college team?
They're east of here.
Oh, what a shock.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Jeez, Jim.
You have a little fun with that. All right, when we come back on the Murph and Andy Show, the play of the day and a Popeye surprise.
It's time for the play of the day.
Devo delivers.
Swing and a miss. Puig strikes out, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros defeat the Dodgers in 11 innings, 7-6, and they even the World Series at a game apiece. First ever World Series win in Astros history.
That is the play of the day on the Murph and Andy Show here on Des Moines Sports Station, streaming across these iHeart Media platforms. It is 1460 KXNO. All right, time to get more.
It's time now for more, brought to you by Lithia Volkswagen of Des Moines. This is General Manager Tim Bowes, and I can assure you no dealer in Central Iowa gives you more than Lithia Volkswagen. For now, back to Murph and Andy.
Well, thanks, Tim. Now, see, Tim is a good example of a Nebraska fan, guy grew up in as a Nebraska fan, who's a good sport.
He gets it. Yeah,
he gets it, as we say. Yeah.
It's not subtle.
Des Moines is this is not a good way to start, but Des Moines is now up to 25 homicides in 2017. There was a stabbing last night. Now one of these, though, one of the 25 of the year, and this is the highest number since 1978. One was a police shooting, so that's not technically a criminal homicide, and one may have been in self-defense, so the number could actually drop to 23. That is, if there are no more homicides before the end of the year.
Yeah, the colder weather and Christmas pressure should not ease worries.
Even if that happens, this would still be the deadliest year since 1978. What is going on out there? This is so cool. I checked this whole thing out. I actually went to the website. This restaurant, the world's first underwater restaurant is opening in Norway. It's called Under, and it is actually located about 20 feet under the surface of the ocean. It's right there on the shore. It's this architectural marvel. It's tilted and it slants down into the ocean. There's a huge window. And you can watch the sea life go by as you're sitting there having your appetizers.
This is what I was picturing in my mind when you talked about those skinny dippers that interrupted the wedding reception.
Yeah, right. Well,
but
this,
they were on the beach.
They would that guy would freeze his sack off if he skinny dipped in Norway. It's going to double as a marine biology lab, but it is way, way cool. You got to look it up just to check out the shape of this restaurant. On this day in the year 2000, this happened. This.
Watson gets into one to center. Back is Brian Williams. A three-peat. The New York Yankees. For the third time in a row, fourth time in 5 years, and 26th time in franchise history, they are the world champions.
Yankees beat the Mets. They win their third straight title. There are only four three-peats in Major League Baseball history. Only four. The Yankees have three of them. They also have 2 four-peats and a five-peat.
Jeez. But most of that came when it was American League, National League, and one playoff series. Now you got to get through three.
Right. I mean, well, yeah.
Potentially four.
But they did. They had a three-peat that ended in the year 2000. It's not that long ago. That's amazing.
That's the one outlier in that.
This was the day in 1985 that the Cardinals were 3 outs away from another World Series title. They had no runners on in Kansas City. One of the best closers in the game on the mound, and then this happens.
Little squibber to the right side. Worrell races over to cover. The throw doesn't get him. Worrell got to the bag, and an argument here, and here comes Herzog amongst the other quartet. First base umpire is Denkinger, American League.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, the Cardinals went on to lose that game, and then the following game to the Kansas City Royals, and Don Denkinger.
But you're over it.
Yeah, right. His name has been Mud ever since then.
Which is actually, isn't there a backstory on that? Mud was a... That was a guy, M-U-D-D, right, was his name. That's how that expression came about. Your name is Mud.
Your name is Mud.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
Since January 1st, retailers have announced plans to shutter more than 6,700 retail stores in the United States, according to Fung Global Retail and Technology.
Thanks, Obama.
A retail think tank. That beats the previous all-time high of 6,163 store closings, which hit in 2008 amid the financial meltdown. Yeah, the retail world is changing fast. It's really, and not for the better.
It's on your phone a lot.
It is still there. It's still there. It's just shape shifted.
Yeah.
Brick and mortar, though. Man, wow.
Once we land that Amazon plant here in Iowa, we'll be fine.
Which is weird, though, because I just see stuff opening all over the place, don't you? The East Village, that wasn't there. That's all popped up.
Yeah, you got
malls.
You have to find a cool niche, though. You have to find a way to make people seek you out, right?
Yes. I mean, the boutique shops, the selling the stuff that people actually want to feel and touch and try on, I guess, that kind of stuff. But it is shifting big time. This is a funny story.
I get my razors now from Harry's.
Right. Yeah, you don't go to the razor store anymore. But speaking of which, Walgreens, you mentioned that. That has closed, I think that's about to close 600 stores.
Well, I can confirm that the one in the Drake neighborhood is open because I heard that anecdote about the woman having both sides of her family in prison.
You're going to love this. A restaurant in Long Beach, California is fighting back after getting busted serving Popeye's chicken.
It's good chicken.
It's really good chicken.
That's good chicken.
But this place is a more expensive restaurant than that. Yelp reviewer Tyler H. was eating at Sweet Dixie Kitchen when he saw workers carrying in boxes of Popeye's chicken to the kitchen through the back door. So, on a hunch, he ordered the fiery chicken off the menu for $12, and sure enough, there was the Popeye's chicken. So, Tyler posted this scathing Yelp review with pictures, the Popeye's chicken and everything. It goes out there, just kind of starts to get a little bit of traction, but then somebody must have pointed the owner to it, and she stupidly decides to snap back with her own comment on Yelp. And I'll cut it down here, but it reads to you. Hi, Tyler. We proudly serve Popeye's spicy tenders, the best fried chicken anywhere and from New Orleans, which are delivered twice a day. We also don't grow our own vegetables. We purchase those. We don't mill our own flour as we don't own a mill or wheat farm, and our coconut cake is made by our prep cook who makes cakes for private clients, just FYI. So whatever to you and your little review, like it was some great exposure, and whatever to you, dude, we do what we do and bring Long Beach the best food, mostly made here, but we always get by with a little help from our friends, and we don't want it any other way, Kim Sanchez, owner.
Oh, did they disclose on the menu that it was Popeye's chicken?
No,
they didn't. Then shut up,
as
Kim.
A matter of fact, on the menu, it says homemade food made here.
Oh, yeah.
Points that out.
You don't have a leg to stand on.
They have been buried on Yelp with one-star reviews. It just killed over this. They've taken down their social media pages.
SNL just had a good sketch on this with Ryan Gosling. He's in there having what he thinks is a nice Italian dinner, and the guy comes in and he goes, "That cavatelli you're eating is actually from Pizza Hut." And Gosling can't get over it. He's just like, "You bastard. It's like take my wife here to Giordano's," and he can't. He's like, "No, it's actually pizza. You're part of an experiment."
Sounds like the Chris Farley one.
It's similar.
We secretly replaced your Folgers with Folgers crystal.
What?
You lied to me. You lied to me.
It's kind of the same thing.
It is.
It's the exact same skit. They rehash it every 25 years.
Everything gets recycled.
You bring up Giordano's. Crazy coincidence here. Giordano's Pizza of Chicago, one of the famous deep dish pizzas in Chicago. Fantastic. I love it. It is considering a store here in Des Moines.
Got to make this happen.
We are one of four finalists right now. It's Des Moines, Omaha. Like they wouldn't pick us over them.
Right.
Des Moines, Omaha, Cincinnati, and city in Texas, maybe.
Come on, man. We got the Iowa Cubs.
Comes down to this. Do you want to be part of an up and coming city, a star on the rise, or you want to be in one of those cities that's on a sharp decline?
Right. Yeah. Riding Tommy Fraser.
This would be fantastic. I love deep dish pizza. Now, if we had like a legit deep dish Chicago style pizza place, that would be
right.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. And awesome. Giordano's is absolutely legit. So now you can help. You can vote in favor of Iowa, of Des Moines, by going to the Giordano's Pizza website. It's Giordano. Giordano's Pizza. Everybody get on there and try to get that.
Yeah, I'll
here.
Post that on Twitter.
That'll be great. And finally, a Cedar Rapids man is on a real tear, Murph.
What's he doing?
He has been convicted 56 times since age 15, and he's only 45.
Now, you have 56 what, you meant 16 times. 16
times? 56 times. U.S. District Chief Magistrate, Federal Court Judge C.J. Williams, said Benjamin McCauley's criminal history is, quote, remarkable. With 56 convictions since age 15 and at least 9 convictions involving violence, 3 for eluding, 2 for escape, and about 13 failures to appear, most of his convictions involve victims, and he has 10 convictions for interference with official acts, fighting or resisting police officers, and 5 convictions Jeez. For drugs and or alcohol, according to court records.
Build the jail on this guy. Just build
you
it
you just
on
can't
him.
Let him out. Fifth, that's hard to do.
That's incredible. Couple of stats for you. Yes, the Big Ten's only win over a currently ranked AP top 25 team is Iowa over Iowa State. That will change this weekend.
Tells you we got a lot of good Big Ten games coming up.
Yeah, Ohio State, Penn State this weekend for one. And thank you, Bill Dirks, for this tweet. That's Bill's lawn spray. Mudd helped John Wilkes Booth. Mudd, M-U-D-D, and that's how your name is Mudd. Coming up next, it is the Andrew Downs audio drop, and we'll have those quickie poll results.
1460 KXNO.
Let me tell you what I love best.
Please do.
About Harry's Razors. I like that handle. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's
just
fine,
that nice, man. Hefty metal handle. It feels good in your hand.
Yeah, what I like is just going to the mailbox and finding razors there so my absent-mindedness doesn't cost me a shave when I need one because I... You know, work on television.
Harry started with two ordinary guys who were just fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades and started Harry's to fix shaving, Murph.
The Harry's trial set, everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover. And for those of you still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee.
Harry's is so confident that you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover the shipping when you sign up. Plus, a special offer for fans of the Murph and Andy Show. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code KXNO at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code KXNO.
Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. Don't forget that Harry's Razors offer. It is at harrys.com/KXNO.
I got
Harry's.com /KXNO.
I went and did that. Yeah, it comes in a nice box. You get all the stuff. And I don't shave my face. I have a beard.
Yeah.
But my wife uses it to shave her legs, and she just loves it.
Yeah, it is really convenient. You just pay for the shipping. And
you save a lot of money.
Yeah, you do. You do. That's happening more and more in our life where you... Find something that can make you even lazier.
That's right.
It's fantastic. It's time for the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day, the AD Square.
Yeah, Denver's Channel 2 Daybreak crew tried this Carolina Reaper chip on air. It's like a really, really hot pepper chip. And they had like, 5 or 7 people on
set. The one chip challenge.
Yeah, the one chip challenge. And
I want to do this.
More on that in a minute.
I don't want to do this.
Natalie Tisdale, one of the anchors, had a rough reaction to it.
It's not a tiny bite challenge. It's a one-chip challenge.
What's wrong?
Just stick that whole thing
hot.
In there.
Come on, eat
it's
the rest hot. Of the chip, Ernie.
No, it's too
Do
hot.
Do we lick your feet?
Oh, come on. You guys are overreacting. You look fine.
I've got hiccups now. I get hiccups when I eat something hot. I gotta go home.
Oh, somebody's in trouble.
There's only 10 calories.
Oh, Natalie's losing her breath. Oh, Natalie threw up. Ooh, this is going very poorly, folks. Clean up on aisle.
We gotta get
someone
going.
Get her help, please. She needs Scott, help, seriously.
You're a doctor. Get down here.
Chris. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll get Natalie together. This is some serious action. We'll come right back.
She really did.
Well, thanks for just calling her. Oh, yeah, Natalie
right.
threw up.
Well, Natalie, you threw up right there. She's behind the desk. She's hidden. You can't see what she's
Can
doing.
Can we get a camera back
this
here? There's vomit on the floor.
Jackass is just like, Natalie is down there in the most uncompromising of positions.
Well, and like the guy running the mic just like...
very poorly, folks.
How about Cutter Mike? Listen to Cutter Mike. She sounds like a seal at this point.
I think that's a guy laughing. I think that's a guy laughing.
Okay. I thought that was her going.
Very poorly, folks. Clean up aisle, someone get her help, please. She needs help, seriously.
You're a doctor. Get down here.
Quickie poll results presented by WCI Bulls and Spas.
Do you consider TCU a national power?
Well, you know John doesn't.
Lots of votes here. 71% say no. 29% yes.
I don't either.
I don't either.
They're good, though.
They got the numbers, though, to make an argument. The Cyclones have gone full dilly-dilly. What do you think of dilly-dilly? 41% say fun now, will fade fast. 32% dilly-dilly awesome. 27% say more like silly-silly.
All right. Checking the Twitter, the Royal Mile inbox. If you're going to do a Chicago food staple, Nate writes, go to Portillo's instead. Now, which one were we trying to get?
Giordano's is great.
Is that the one you're trying to get to at the Sweet 16? And, man, you wanted that deep dish pizza. You were determined to get it.
Didn't I finally get some?
Yeah, you did.
I love it. Yeah, Giordano's is my favorite.
I think Chris Williams called us over and like saved a table for us. We only had to wait 4 hours. Speaking of Chris Williams, he and Ross Peterson up next on the Sports Fanatics.